As my family and I walked around Dublin, searching for the Chester Beatty Library, we stumbled upon a crowd of people. Following them, we found ourselves in Dublin City Hall's courtyard, where the Irish Prime Minister was giving the final tally of the referendum on the Eighth Amendment of their Constitution. The emotion of the crowd was electric. The people of Dublin felt victorious. I had broken away from my family to take photos of this historic moment, seeing members of the Irish administration. After some, but not all, of the fanfare had died down, I met members of the Angels for Yes, a grassroots group donned with angel wings. I began by asking them if they ever thought this day in Irish history would come.
Oh yeah, well I mean, I thought it would never happen, but to such a margin that it has, not at all. Didn't expect it to be this much of a result.
No, yeah.
Very, very proud of my generation and the people of Ireland, really.
To be honest, it's a combination of emotions. I'm still in disbelief that this has happened, because, and relieved, and glad it's over, because it's been, it's been a pretty tough, this past couple of weeks, especially coming down to it. I can't believe that Ireland has voted this way. We all thought it was going to be a very, very tight margin. And evidently the girls were just telling me that because it's been such a huge gap percentage-wise, they can't contest it now.
Well, exactly, that is, you know, if it's a landslide, then it's safe, because then it will definitely, yeah, it won't be questioned in any way.
Yeah.
Which is great. We can move forward, we can move on, you know, and we can work on more human rights issues, you know.
So what has the atmosphere been like leading up to the referendum?
It's been, both sides have been working very hard, but I think as it's come down to the wire, the No campaign it's been getting a little bit nasty. The images have been getting very visceral and inappropriate, and it's been really upsetting. So that's why we are the Angels. It was to counteract that. And Maria Fleming, who started the Angels, got it from in America. There was people dressed as angels like this at one of the churches when the shootings happened.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where the idea came from. So really what we were doing was standing in front of those images to counteract them, because, you know, it was to create something that brought an image and something that symbolized coming together, instead of these images which were pushing people apart and were quite aggressive, I think. And it was just disturbing, and children were seeing them. It was inappropriate, so...
So ever since Roe v. Wade was decided in the United States, it's been the forefront of American politics ever since then. Do you think the fight is truly over?
Well, this now, there won't be another even if they wanted to change this, they can't. There won't be another referendum for another 30 years. 1983 was the last referendum to bring the Eighth Amendment into the Constitution. So, to be honest, I'm looking at America, because I'm from Boston originally, but I've been here 18 years, so now I can vote in this country. But it's really worrying, because Trump, you know, Roe v. Wade is something that could be overturned, and it could happen, and it would be disastrous.
So, I'm not up to date with Irish politics and how it all works, but in a lot of American counties and cities, they put a lot of restrictions on abortions. Like, while it's technically legal, they'll put dates and things like that. Do you think that'll happen more in local levels, or do you think it'll be a complete change throughout the entire country?
Well, in Ireland, it doesn't. When the government, it's the whole country. It doesn't go county by county. Like in America, we have states, and every state governs itself.
Right.
It doesn't work that way here. I mean, there is local politics, but these types of decisions affect the entire country. But it is 12 weeks. That's the legislation that is going to be put into place. It's up to 12 weeks.
The reason it's such a big deal now is because this amendment, it's within the Constitution, which cannot be changed by the government alone. It has to be a referendum of all the people. So, yeah, it won't be like, as you said, county to county. It's going to be a nationwide thing.
With the issue of abortion remaining at the forefront of American politics, I'm well aware of the importance here at home and in Ireland. Whatever one believes on this issue, it cannot be ignored of the historic importance of this referendum. As a self-described historian, I'm in awe of this opportunity to be in Ireland and witness history with my own eyes. Ireland is a changing, evolving country, and democracy is alive and well. The people have spoken. For Ozarks Public Radio in Dublin, I'm Brendan Dietrich.